USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, talking to the nation Thursday, insisted it's not inevitable that the Taliban will retake control of Afghanistan, pointing out that the Afghan government has a far larger and technologically superior military. They have the capacity, they have the forces, they have the equipment, end quote. Monday, more than 1,000 Afghan soldiers ran away from fighting and fled to neighboring Tajikistan after clashing with Taliban militants whom now control most of northern Afghanistan. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said the Biden administration has requested the names of Americans who have refused to take the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Mr. Becerra on CNN.
So it is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business if we have to continue to spend money to try to keep people from contracting COVID.
COVID-19 has a 99% survival rate. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything.
Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
After all these years, Leonardo da Vinci can still rake it in. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A rare drawing by Italian Renaissance master Leonardo da Vinci sold at auction for $12 million in London. The small drawing, which shows the head of a bear, sold as part of the auction house's The Exceptional Sale. Overall, the auction brought in almost $27 million. It was completed using a technique called silver point, which involves using a silver stylus to draw on specially prepared paper. The head of a bear is one of a very small number of Leonardo artworks that are still held in private hands. Christie's of London declined to identify the most recent owner of the drawing or the Thursday buyer. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Companies are getting creative to raise the cost of products without actually increasing the price. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
If you have a hunch that some ice cream containers and other goods lining grocery store shelves in your pantry are getting smaller but not cheaper, it may not be all in your head. As the reopening economy struggles with pandemic-induced supply chain issues and soaring customer demand, some consumer advocates are ringing alarm bells over so-called shrinkflation.
Rather than explicitly increasing the price of a product, producers will instead change the size, usually making it slightly smaller. The conventional wisdom is that an explicit price increase might be noticed by consumers and they might react negatively to it, but a small decrease in size may not be as observable.
Steve Reed is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that audio courtesy of ABC News. As far as what products are being downsized in some cases, Edgar Dvorsky is a former assistant attorney general of Massachusetts.
Paper goods, cookies, snack crackers, margarine, hot dogs.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Japanese car manufacturer Toyota has announced it will stop donations to elected officials who objected to the certification of President Biden's election. Toyota on Thursday said it understood that its PAC donations troubled some stakeholders. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.